I lost everything 5 years ago and started from scratch. What I was left with was minus $16,000 a month. I know how hard it is to, you know, be passionate about what you do and not make money, not understand business. I mean, I was there. I remember when I was there. 5 years later, you know, four schools and over $1 million in income. I want to show you that. I want to take you step by step and show you that blueprint. Let's help you become a martial arts professional. This is Suits, Ties, and Black Belts.
Hey, good morning. This is JDC, and we're ready to vroom. Drive your brain to success. Hey, I had a great weekend. I had a great month in December. I had a great New Year celebration. And now we're starting the year. We're halfway to January 15, 2015. And we're ready to kick some heavy booty. How about you? Are you ready to kick butt? Listen, if you haven't subscribed, go ahead and subscribe. If you haven't, share this with others and friends. Go ahead and do that, because this is powerful information. Thank you for the comments that some of you have been leaving. Thank you for the questions. We have some great questions. We're going to be addressing one on a one-on-one today, which I'm really excited about. I can't wait to help this guy take his business to the next level. The rest of you, again, thank you for your comments and thank you for your feedback and the questions that you've been sharing with us. Yes? With that in mind, today's topic has been switched from managing the floor or the floor is managing you. And the reason why I want to do that, because based on the questions I've been getting, I want to share with you a topic that probably is a little bit controversial for a lot of you. So I'm going to ruffle some feathers out there, and I'm excited about it, okay? So it's a little bit of a tweak in your mindset, in your thinking, and in the way you've been doing business. But, you know, every business has been focusing on customer satisfaction. Man, that's the wrong thing to do. Are you ever satisfied? I don't think so. You know, it's raining out there. How many people are like, oh, this weather's so ugly. But then you get the sunshine and they're thinking, oh man, it's sunny. I wish it was a little bit colder. You know, you're never gonna, people are like little kids. They're never satisfied. You give them a candy, they want another one. It's never enough. I've had students, members, people in my facilities, and they never satisfied. No matter what you do, there's always something they're gonna talk about. So guess what? I decided the heck with customer satisfaction. You know, put that crap on the side and get rid of it, because you'll be a slave to your business and a slave to those people. And there's nobody that's gonna put their thumb down on me, ever. You know what? Customer satisfaction holds you back from being who you need to be. Customer satisfaction holds you back from providing the service that you definitely wanna provide. Customer satisfaction puts a limit and a boundary in the way you wanna run your life. Customer satisfaction puts a limit in your pocket. You got the wrong customers in your business if they're telling you they're not satisfied and you're trying to satisfy them, and if they're telling you that they are satisfied and you're trying to keep it that way. You know what? No matter what you do, it's going to make people uncomfortable. Hey, that's the way it's got to be. Make everybody uncomfortable, make yourself uncomfortable, and never settle for the same. Continue making changes, continue improving your business, continue improving your classes, continue improving your environment, continue improving your team, and most importantly, continue improving yourself. If you're not improving yourself, there's no way anybody's gonna be satisfied. They're gonna meet you and run. They're gonna meet you and say, what the heck am I here? They're gonna meet you and look at you and say, what do you got to offer? Forget customer satisfaction. But start thinking in terms of the customer experience. You know, if you focus on the experience, you're so much better off, because every single day, I have a question for you. If you experience great things, don't you want to repeat them? If you enjoy something in your life, don't you want to keep enjoying it? If you get to a place in your life that you really, really love, don't you want to keep loving that? If you have customers that really love your place and what you have to offer and what you're about, don't you think they want to continue enjoying that? Then why are you, for God's sake, why are you thinking about a customer satisfaction? It's never ever going to happen because it's never good enough for them. So customer experience is the key. Now let's take it to the next level. A personal customer experience. That's what we're going to be doing. A personal customer experience. So listen, if you have 100, 200, 300, 500, 600 members, 700, whatever you have, think in terms of a personal customer experience. Go ahead, get yourself on the legal pad, and start thinking of ways in which you can make it a personal customer experience. Furthermore, use the technology that you have and stop being lazy and sitting on your tush and use it to create a powerful customer experience. There's so many ways that you can create that even while having a massive number of members or students. You don't have to go crazy in terms of a customer satisfaction because like we said already, it's never gonna happen. I don't know how many of you have been trying to satisfy people and pleasing people and all this. You're never gonna make it that way. You're always gonna struggle and eventually you're gonna get frustrated because it's not working out. But if you get into a personal customer experience, everything about you, everything that you do, everything about your place points in that direction, you're going to see your numbers, you go like that. And I'm talking in terms of numbers because we're in business, yes? So you're going to see your customer, bam, growing. You're going to see your student body expand. You're going to see the team grow and develop. Why? Because it's about the experience. A personal customer experience. So let's talk about that for a little bit further, right? What do you constitute a personal customer experience? So we just said already, forget customer satisfaction. That's a great way to lose your way and a great way to put limits on who you can be and what you can accomplish in your life. So no limits. Break off, shell out of that, get out of it, break the boundaries, go for it, and everything that comes into your mind about a good customer experience, start thinking about what would you love, what are the things that you like, that you want to repeat again because you love that feeling, you love that experience, and people are people everywhere around the world. There's no difference. So don't put the excuse that, well, these people here are like this, people are like that. You know what? Everybody loves a good experience. Everybody wants to repeat that experience. From a negative experience to a positive experience, people want to repeat it. You know, drug addicts feel good about taking drugs. A legitimate feeling in an illegitimate way. How about in your business? If you provide legitimate ways for people to feel outstandingly amazing, they're going to want to come back and repeat that. I just met with a couple this weekend, right? And they shared with me, I don't know what it is about this place, but I love being here. I can't even leave. Now, they've been with us, SMA, for over 3 years now. So it's not like they've been there and they're excited, you know, that newbie excitement. It's not even that. It's been 3 years plus, and they shared with me this weekend, man, I just love this place. I don't know what it is, but I just love coming here. I love getting in here, and I don't understand it, but I just love the feeling. And I was so excited to hear that because that is directly in relation to the mindset that we have in SMA. To get the customer experience through the roof. Then I had another family tell me also this weekend how it surpassed their expectations. Man, I felt like that. I felt good because I work hard to surpass the expectation of any human being possible. I work hard to surpass even my own expectations. So for example, if I say I'm gonna do all this to make sure that the experience is awesome, then I might have misjudged and I'm gonna go do more. I'm gonna go do 100 times more. You know why? Because I wanna ensure the fact that they are getting an amazing, amazing experience. And when I hear things like that, that it surpassed their expectations, we're doing the right thing. I mean, that's the ingredient for you to explode. It's the ingredient for you to experience crazy success. Not normal. Listen, you're not in business to make ends meet. You're not in business to pay your bills. So by the same token, you gotta know why you are in business. And if the end outcome is for you to have an amazing life while you provide an amazing experience for people, that is a win-win situation. Wouldn't you agree? Hey, when we do that and the customer comes in, the client, the student, the member, whatever you wanna call it, I'm indifferent to that. I'm only focusing on the customer experience. Then everything you do towards that goal is worth it. It's so worth it because you will surpass their expectations. And now they're gonna tell everybody, because you know what, how many lazy people are out there? Oof, listen, if you fall in the category of lazy, get out quick, get your butt out of there. Because what most people are not willing to do, that's what I'm willing to do. What most people are thinking about doing, I'm already going to do it. And that's the way you gotta think in business. You are amazingly, amazingly in a position that you can change the lives of so many people around you that you can also change your life. So, the way you change your life is by providing an amazing customer experience. So, what are the things that give an amazing customer experience? Hey, let's start with keep your word. Let's start with making sure that you are the best you can be for people. Let's start with imparting who you are in people. So make sure that you're awesome so that you can impart awesomeness in others, okay? Second, let's start with how is your facility? Is it clean? Does it smell good? Does it feel good? Does it look like what it is supposed to look like? You know, an apple tree, you're expecting apples, right? So if I go to an apple tree and I get an apple and I eat that apple and it's not as good as I thought, that is not a good experience even though it's an apple. So don't talk to me about, oh, my school looks like a martial arts school. Yeah, big deal. Does it surpass the expectation of the people that come in? Because they're already expecting it to be a martial arts place. That's the reason why they came to you, right? They saw you on your website, hopefully, right? They saw you somewhere and they said, let me go by. Does it match and expand their expectations? Does it surpass what they were thinking about you? Make sure that it happens that way. Make sure that it's above the expectations, okay? What about your classes? What about what they actually came? You know, one of the things that we do is we want to make sure that every member student that comes into our facilities, we know exactly why they came there. We know exactly where they're at. So we have systems in place that allows us to know why somebody joined us. And are they getting the results they came for, and then some? You know, some people might come to build confidence. So now they're getting confidence and then something else that's gonna add value to their life. That is surpassing the expectation and creating an amazing customer experience. And that's what you wanna do. You wanna make sure those things are happening in a daily and consistent basis every single day. Let's talk about when they come in. Do you thank them? Do you know their name? Do you talk to them by their name? Do you recognize them? You know, recognition is a big, big deal. Everybody wants to be recognized, even the cat under the table. They're hiding there. Recognize that cat, man. Take him out of there and say, oh, man, you're such a good cat. I'm giving you this a little bit, right? But look, recognition is key. Become a master at recognizing people, and you'll see the amazing things that happen. You know, recognize every member in your facility. They're gonna feel like that. They're gonna feel awesome. They're gonna tell everybody. Recognition is an amazing thing that if you don't master it, you're missing out. So become amazing at recognizing people. Become a master at recognition, okay? What's another one? Personalizing it, right? Hey, when you give out anything, put their name on it. It's personal. You ever been to Starbucks? Starbucks, they ask your name. Do you think they want to be your friend? No, they just want to give you an awesome experience. Nobody needs to go to Starbucks to drink coffee or latte or whatever that, right? But why do people go? The experience. Look at this. They get a latte, and you tell them your name. Guess what? Your name is written on it. And then when it's complete, they call you by name. Boom! And they put it there. And you feel so good, and you take it because it's personal. You see, it's a personal experience. You go to any other coffee shop, it's just a coffee. There's nothing special about it. There's no amazing experience, it's just a coffee, right? But the majority of people want to experience amazing. They want to be completely in an amazing experience. And they want to repeat it again and again. So do the same thing. Hey, if you personalize the student's uniform, if you personalize their belt, if you personalize their certificates, if you personalize any time, any moment, any opportunity that you get to make it a personal experience with them, oof. Man, that's all you really need. You go from 20 students to 100, from 100 to 200, from 200 to 400, from 4 to 6 or 8, or even 1,000. Why not? Why not you? Focus on the personal experience of the customer. You do that, and I promise you that you're going to live a life that is amazingly good. And you're going to want to repeat it, so you don't need no one to wake you up. You don't need no one to motivate you. You don't need no one to remind you, because your life is an amazing experience. Okay? When you give the amazing experience, you get it for yourself too. And that's how I live my life. I want to make sure that everyone around me is experiencing me at the best level I can possibly be. I want everyone in my environment to feel that it's like awesome, because it's like a pressure cooker, right? You put people in an amazing environment, it's like a pressure cooker. You turn on the heat and it starts to boil in there. Everybody gets cooked. Everybody gets well done, and everybody has a raving time. And then you open that pressure cooker and you start eating from there. Oh my God, that's what the environment is at. Everybody wants to socialize. You don't have to be like, oh, where's everybody? You're gonna have to be telling people go home. There's times that I leave one of my facilities and I say, you guys could all stay, but I gotta go. And I lock up and I tell them, you can just close the door. That's how awesome it gets when you provide an amazing experience. Now listen, I'm not telling you this because it's a theory. I'm telling you this because it's practice of what we do. We went from 5 years ago, 3 locations, a total of maybe 100 members, okay? I just looked up our numbers, okay? And I was like, how the heck we did that, right? But when we focus on an amazing experience, 5 years later, now we have 4 locations, we're boasting well over 1,000 members. It's exciting. Our newest location, we just opened in Clifton with Master Marcelo, Master Nancy, okay? It's nothing but exploding on a daily basis. Check out the videos. Don't get left behind. Be part of an amazing experience. Create the amazing experience at your facility. Get excited about what you're doing. Live excited. And like Anthony Robbins says, right? Live with passion. Wait, there's no other way to live life. Depressed? Would you really rather do that? No, man. Get excited. Personal experience, an amazing personal experience, and forget the customer satisfaction. That's old, that's passé, we're living in other times. This is for the people that want to compete. I'm not here to compete, I'm here to dominate. I'm not here to compete, I'm here to dominate. Listen to what I'm saying, dominate. When you dominate, there is no competition. I don't look anywhere else but to where I'm going. I look to our goals and our dreams and our vision. There is nothing else. I don't compete with anyone, not even with myself. I focus on dominating what we have already and continue to grow it and build it and develop it. That's what drives me every day. What drives you? Hey, for those of you who are subscribed to me, to our show, to our program, I want you to do a favor to me. Write down what drives you about your business. What drives you in your life? And we can have a great chat about it. Put it there. And I'm going to give you for free 7 things that get a business owner stuck. I'm talking like that. but that entrepreneurs easily overcome. And I'm going to give them to you, all seven, and exactly what to do to become an entrepreneur that overcomes, that's not stuck and dependent on a customer satisfaction. That's not what you want, man. Get rid of that crap. Now that you know, get to work, make it happen, and I'll see you on our next show. Until next time, this is JDC driving your brain to success.
Everything 5 years ago and started from scratch. What I was left with was minus $16,000 a month. I know how hard it is to, you know, be passionate about what you do and not make money, not understand business. I mean, I was there. I remember when I was there. 5 years later, you know, four schools and over $1 million in income. I want to show you that. I want to take you step by step and show you that blueprint. Let's help you become a martial arts professional. This is Suits, Ties, and Black Belts.